This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. As the federal government shutdown hits 2 weeks, Senator John Hickenlooper says Democrats believe their battle over health insurance warrants the impasse with Republicans.
I do think that our differences here are of a more instantaneous urgency, that this is a wrong and a harm that is going to be much more immediate and be felt much more deeply by people all across Colorado.
Democrats are pushing to extend Affordable Care Act tax credits. Those expire this year, likely causing insurance premiums to jump. The federal government has been shut down since October 1st. Long before police arrive at a crime scene, a drone could be filming above. Denverite's Kyle Harris explains.
The $7.5 billion surveillance company Flock has a no-pay contract with Denver to test a drone first responder program. Drones will quickly respond to emergency calls and videotape. Police will review the footage to determine if human officers should go to the scene. Advocates are raising civil liberties concerns and advising local governments to pass new regulations. Flock is the same company criticized for sharing Denver license plate data with federal immigration authorities. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
In Grand Junction, partly cloudy for the rest of the day with a 50% chance for rain showers overnight. Tomorrow, more sun and cooler with a high around 60 degrees. In Vail, there's a chance for snow tonight with sunny skies tomorrow in 51. Right now it's 75 in Denver. Tomorrow, the high will be 68. This is CPR News.